This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The gourmet food truck craze that started in Los Angeles may be peaking. Entrepreneurs are starting copycat trucks, and fast food corporations are getting into the lunch game. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the food truck movement's bubble and its backlash.
In L.A. these days, there are hundreds of roving gourmet food trucks selling everything from Korean tacos to grilled cheese sandwiches, Indian street food to $12 hamburgers.
So Malahatcha, Hannah Montana, no tomato and a water.
Matt Chernas is co-owner of Grill 'Em All, whose heavy metal-themed Meals on Wheels came in first place in the reality TV show The Great Food Truck Race last year.
It seems like every day you see a new truck on Twitter. It's getting to the point where you got to wonder if the city can really hold this many trucks.
Chernas says there's been some infighting over territory and bragging rights.
I think everybody's cool at the end of the day, but of course there's always going to be some smack talk going on between truck operators. I mean, I've definitely partaken in it.
These days, some food bloggers and trend watchers are predicting the movement's demise. Some sites even make merciless fun of the hipster food armada. The backlash confounds Chef Roy Choi. His now famous Kogi truck kicked off the new gourmet food truck movement just 2.5 years ago.
You are the same ones that came wide-eyed like a doe, you know, and said, wow, this is like so awesome. Now all of a sudden, you know, we ain't good enough for you? If push comes to shove, I rep the streets, you know. We never started these trucks claiming to be anything more than we were.
Choi and his partners now operate 5 trucks and have opened 3 brick-and-mortar restaurants. Now it seems everyone is trying to get in on the winning formula, says Josh Hiller, co-owner of Road Stoves. His company leases and promotes custom-equipped trucks to Kogi and a dozen others.
We've had all the calls. We want to do Korean-Mexican fusion just like Kogi. Well, that's, you don't just knock someone off, but the cat's out of the bag and people with trucks just want to make a buck. You know, people sort of got in like a gold rush, and a few will fall by the wayside. A lot will fall by the wayside.
Now corporate fast food chains like Jack in the Box and Domino's are getting in on the act. Eric Jahiati fears the underground spirit of the gourmet trucks is being co-opted. He co-owns the French-Asian fusion truck and restaurant, Komodo.
There's a lot of food trucks that are out there that we started with that has already gone out of business. So now it's kind of like almost like survivalism, you know, like creating a product that's compelling and unique really helps.
Long before the new wave of gourmet trucks, Raul Ortega started his old school taco truck in East LA, Mariscos Jalisco. Kogi's Chef Choi recommends it, and some customers drive for 2 hours to eat the avocado shrimp tacos.
A recipe from our hometown in San Juan de los Lagos.
Ortega belongs to an association called the Loncheros Unidos. They're upset some of the new food trucks are stealing business from them and from restaurants. Ortega also worries the attention may prompt more police crackdowns and city regulations.
They don't understand this kind of business. It takes a lot of work, a lot of patience too.
Last year, Mariscos Jalisco competed against hipster trucks at the L.A. Street Food Festival. Ortega had to tow his broken-down taco truck there, but ended up winning Best in Show and the People's Choice Award.
I don't consider myself a gourmet, but we have something good. There's a secret recipe in there. A lot of people want it. Too bad.
Raul Ortega sits back amused. He's been around for more than a decade and says it will be interesting to see which of the newbies remain when the food truck bubble in L.A. finally bursts. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.